leave me out here. I have to run out for work. But first, a few moments of learning. Very chashuv. But I would like to think of one other thing. Until he reached out to me, I never heard of the Torah Way, unfortunately. And I asked him, "What can you just tell me a little background? Who am I speaking to? What?" He said, "What is going to be? You'll have an oilam in front of you, but
very nice people.
Very nice. That's what I see already. I can see from the faces. But he said more than that. He said it's totally globalized. It's in America, Australia. I was thinking, America. Come on, who in America is?" Just last night, before going to sleep, my brother from Lakewood, New Jersey, sent that pamphlet, huh?
Poster.
The poster, to my email. So now I know in Lakewood they see it. It's actually universal. Okay, I don't know if this is the platform, but I would like to just publicly thank my host, Akiva Hakenbrach and his Rebbetzin, that every time I come to Lakewood, London, they graciously open their house and they take care of me, not from A to Z, but A to Z, I believe, right? Yeah. A to Z. And they deserve what we call a shout out. I'd like to begin. Truth is, Monday is a bit connected to Yisroel, but we're going to talk about Mishpatim. One, a mitzvah in Parshas Mishpatim, beginning of Perchov Gimel, the mitzvah of Achi Rabim Lahatis, Roif. We're not getting into the yeshivish details of Roif, we'll talk about a different aspect of Roif. And we'll begin, they quote Rav Shalom Shvadron, Zatzal, as asking, we have a din in the Torah of Roif, go after the majority. So he asked once, if I would be flying to Holland, where at one point in history they had more cows than humans, you would get down and start eating from the ground, eat the grass from the ground? That's what I should be doing? Get down and start eating grass? Because that's what the majority of the way you eat in Holland is, right? Grass from the ground, right? If that was true, then in the UK, you should be driving on the right side, because the majority of the world drives on the right, not the left, right? Now, I would not suggest that. Not a good idea, right? But it's obviously that's not true. We'll begin with the chinuch. The chinuch is mitzvah ein ches. And the first thing we have to know is, he says, what's roiv when you have a machloikis between the chachomim? Okay? Whether it's in dinei Torah or in a din Torah. Yeah? You have a machloikis chachomim. Specifically Chachamim, not like, you know, they say on the Navi tells us about the people of Nineveh, right? Lo yada ben yamino yusmoila. They don't know what's the right, they don't know what's the left. They're not people that you could, you know, that you could base a majority on, right? It has to be a machlokes Chachamim. And it has to be that it's equal sides, okay? If you have one side of the, you know, you have majority Chachamim, who are way above, way far ahead of the minority, then it's obviously. If the minority is way ahead of the majority, so then you would go with the minority. It has to be equal bezdin, equal chachomim. So then you would go after the roiv. Now, what's the reason? I'm not talking about the shurish hamitzvah that the chinuch always brings, but he says go after the roiv. Why? Because if you the idea of going after the majority is, his lashon is ribui Hadeos Yaskimu El Ha'emes. That if, huh? This is Achir Rabim Lahatis. What's the reason? The reason is because if you have more of Chachamim on one side, you are more likely going to get to the MS, to the truth. You want to find the MS? You need the majority, most likely. If you have Roiv, majority of Chachamim on one side, more likely you're going to get to the MS than the minority. That is the reason for the roiv for Achir Rabim Lahatis. Good? Now.
Sorry. You said only when they're shekulim, when they're equal.
Yes, equal.
Well, then there's no roiv.
No. In Chochmah. That means the same learned. The Chachamim on the right, and the Chachamim are saying chayiv, and Chachamim are saying pater. the Chacham who say Chayiv and the Chacham who say Potter are equal in in the level of ability. The Paskin, the ability to the level of Chachma. Yeah. Okay. Now I once had a chavrusa. He told me I'm never makbid on the first zman kriyas shema, the Magen Avraham. I said why? He said at least the chatchila should try to get the first zman kriyas shema. He told me no. The second zman kriyas shema is the gro and the balatanya. If you could get the gro and the balatanya to agree on something, it's for sure MS. So I only hold the second zman. Anyway, so the problem I have with this is the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Vav Omer Aleph. The Gemara brings there, the Gemara says, I'll just quickly say it over, the Rabbah Bar Nachmeni sat down on a stump of a palm tree and he began to learn. At that exact moment, in Shemayim, there was a machloikis between the Sifta Dirakiya and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yeshiva of Lamalo, Shemalo, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What was the machloikis? So we know, if a person has a nega, he has a baheres, and then in that baheres grows seir lavan, white hair, his tummy. If he grows first seir lavan, the white hair, and then the nega comes, he's tahor. What happens if it's a suffix? You don't know what came first. Did the baheres come first? Did the seir lavan come first? What preceded the other? So the Mesifta Derekiah says, if you don't know, suffix, tummy. Ribbono Shel said, I disagree, I hold Tahar. Safik Tahar. At the end, the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, let's ask who's the expert in the Goyim. Rabbi Banachmeni, let's go ask Rabbi Banachmeni. And the Gemara says, okay, they tried to take, the Baal Chamavis tried to come and take him, but he was learning. Finally, the wind started blowing. He blew, the trees were blowing, and Rabbi Nachmani stopped learning for a second. He thought that it was, the bandits coming, and he said, better that my neshama should fall into the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than into their hands. And Machmavis had that one chance to take him, and as the Yitzias neshama, as he was dying, he said, Tahar, Tahar. Rabbi Nachmani said, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if the suffix, you don't know what came first, Tahar. That's the Gemara. So if you would ask me, Halacha l'maisa, if you have a suffix, what do? I would say, tar. Hashem said tar, tar, right? Pretty simple. But if you open up a Rambam, in Tumas Tzaras, Perik Beis, in Halacha Vav, he discusses what comes first. If the Beheres comes first, so then you tell me. If the Heres come first, you tar. And then in Halacha Tes, the end of Perik Beis, he says, and if it's a suffix, the din is Tamei. Not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not like Rabbi Nachmani, who agreed to that opinion. He says, Tamei. So, I would ask, I understand. The whole reason, but first of all, Hashem said it's Tahar. How can the Rambam say Tamei? Second of all, so you're going to tell me we go after the Roiv. The Mesifta Derekiya is the Roiv. But the whole point of the Roiv, says the Chinuch, is to get to the MS. You want to know what the emes is? Here we know what the emes is. Hashem said that if you have a suffix, it's tahar. So how can you say go after the roiv when the whole point of this roiv is to figure out what's the emes? We know what the emes is. There should not be a din roiv over here. That's the kasha. So we'll take a step back and we're going to go into the sugya of elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. Familiar sugya, I'm sure you're all familiar with it. I'm not going to go to the classic Gemara in the end of Azov. We're going to take a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara is Daf Yud Gimel Beis in Erevin. The Gemara brings that Reb Meir had a Talmud Sumchus. Sumchus on every thing that was, on every Dover Shotaira, if Talmud was Tahar, he could bring 48 reasons why it should be Tahar. On something which was Tameh, he could give 48 reasons why it should be Tamei. That's one point. The Gemara brings that there was a old Talmud from Yavne that even on a Sheret, which the Torah says quite clearly that it's Tamei, he could give 150 reasons why it's Tahar. 150 reasons why a Sheret is tahar. Quite incredible, right?
Yeah.
So Toysus asks over there, you know, very nice, but you would say like that's a waste for lumdus, right? Save your lumdus for, right? And you got to figure out pshat, like a real pshat, but why do you have to give 150 reasons why a sheretz is tahar? So everybody deals with it. Everybody deals with it, but I want to share with you a maral. The maral is on the Torah, drash al Torah. He says the reason why he had to give 150 reasons. He says that you have to know the mahus, the essence of what you of the tamei. A sheretz, you have to know the essence of this sheretz in all of its entirety. Why? He says, because in every davar shatumah, in every davar tame, there's going to be also tyra. I'll give you an example. It's not a good example. You're not going to like this one. But I'll give you an example anyway. You know, you have like the mashkiach that gets up and he says, internet is treif. Now, I'm not taking sides at all. I'm just using an example. He gets up, it's treif. Treif? What's treif about it? You want to watch the Torah, start your day the Torah way, you have to have internet. I want to watch Torah anytime, I need internet. I want to find out what time the minyanim are, I need internet, right? I need, you want to know a heksher on something, you're in the store, what's the heksher? Oh, take it, right? Look it up. So how can you say it's treif? So even if he holds it's treif, right? But there's no question that there is, right, things which are necessary and not treif about it. And this is what says the Maral, is what this Talmud did. Is he saw a sheretz, what's a sheretz? Right, you have to know, what's a sheretz? What's an ox? What's a shor? Yeah, that has four legs? A cheer has four legs too. Is this an ox? No, right? It has a face? Monkeys have faces too, right? What makes a shor a shor? What makes a monkey a monkey? What makes a chair a chair? You have to know the essence of what it is. And that's exactly what this Talmud was able to do. What is the essence of this thing? What is it? And that way, because in everything of that tummy has Tyra also. Which brings us to the next point. And that is that the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, for 3 years, there was a machlikis, Bishamai, and Beisilo. Bishamai said, the halacha is like us. Like Bishamai. Like us. Beisilo said, no, halacha is like us. For 3 years, this is going on. At the end of 3 years, a baskel comes out and says, Elu ve'elu divei lekim chayim ve'halacha kebeisilo. So the kasha that the Ran asks, all the Rishonim ask, is how is it possible? Elu ve'elu divei lekim chayim. If it's osir, it's not mutter. If it's mutter, it's not osir. You can't be both, right? You go to the Rav, you know, can I use baby wipes on Shabbos? He says no. So no, right? Then baby wipes are you can't use baby wipes on Shabbos. I know here it's not such a big thing, and Eretz so that's right? Can I use, if it's osir, it's not mutter. So how can you have elu ve'elu divei lekim chayim? So there's a Rabbeinu Peretz in that sugi in Erevin, and he says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he taught him 48 ways that something is mutter, and on that same thing, 48 ways that thing is
kosher.
Mutter, aser. 48 reasons mutter, 48 reasons aser, 48 reasons why it's kosher, 48 reasons why? Possible. 48. So you can imagine, Moshe is like, great, now what do I do? Yeah? Same thing, mutter, also 48. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that, see how the Chachamim are going to learn. The Chachamim are going to learn, they're going to learn through the Sugya, and see how the Chachamim are going to come out. If the Chachamim are going to come out, majority of them, the Roiv of them, are going to come out that it's mutter, good, it's mutter. If Rav of them are going to come out, it's also and on Tamei and Tyra and everything. Look at how the Chachamim are going to learn it up. It's interesting. There's a Yam Shel Shlomo, also very similar. Yam Shel Shlomo in Hakdamah to Bava Kamma. He says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah and Har Sinai, he had all types of neshamas there. Those who were there, those who weren't there. And every neshama, we're all different. We all think differently. And he gave the Loshes, the Tzinoris, a pipeline. Each one received the Torah according to the way he could perceive it, the way he understands it, with the capabilities that he has. That's how he got it. And he says it's all emes, however you hear it, but it's all emes. And says Rabbeinu Peretz, and this is really the same idea as the Maral, is that on both sides you have mutter, you have aser. And it's how the Chachamim are going to go learn through the sugya. How are they going to come out? That's how you should paskin. And Rabbeinu Peretz says even a step further. He says, that's very nice. Mutter, aser, tamei, tar. How do you have a machlekes in the Gemara and Tzvachim? How high was the Mizbeach? That was. Right? It's a metzias. It was. It happened. And yet we have a machlekes. We have a machlekes in the Gemara. Tzitz. Was it Kaddish Lamed written on the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol? Was it on one line or on two lines? You even have the Gemara brings Levi was in Rome. He was in the Vatican. He says, I saw it was one line. Didn't bother any. Chum still held. No, two lines. How do you have such a machlekes? Since Rabbi Peretz, it's the same thing. Because these Chachamim say, I have a pasuk. This is how I read the Chumash. The Torah is telling me two lines. He looks. These Chachamim look at the Torah and they say, the Torah is telling me one line. But it has to be one line. And I'll show you. I'll prove it to you. But it's a machlekes in the Psukim. And the Rabbeinu Peretz says, Mashmoyis kemar u'kemar. They have Mashmoyis in the pasuk like them. They have Mashmoyis in the pasuk like them. And it's not a stira. It's not a contradiction. Even the pasuk could go like either one of them. Lahagdil Torah, yeah. But it's more than Lahagdil. The Gemara uses Lahagdil Torah when we don't have a proper conclusion. So, but yet we go through it because Lahagdil Torah v'yadeh. Here, it's it would be a nafkamina how you do it, right?
If you've got two pshatim and one of them he's seen in Rome.
It's telling me that you didn't see the
correct interpretation.
No, you could not have seen the tzitz. That's something else. That's not my pasuk. It can't be. My pasuk doesn't say that. My pasuk says two lines. I don't know what you saw. My pasuk says not like that. Right? So that's your opinion. And they're both right. They're both correct. This is my way. This is my understanding. This is the Chachamim's way of understanding. And these Chachamim have their way of understanding. That's what the Rebbeinu Peretz says. Now, we'll get to the main point. Now, there's the beginning, the Hakdama of the Ktsois. The Hakdama of the Ktsois, he brings, it's an unbelievable Hakdama. One thing he brings is a Zohar. The Zohar talks about how everybody should learn day and night. And he talks about, Nafsh Chaim talks about it, how Hashem takes every word of Torah that we say, he takes it and he kisses it and he loves it. Beautiful Zohar. But more than that, the Zohar says, is that he builds new worlds from the Chidushim that we produce down here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds new worlds. We have to understand what that means. He brings a pasuk from Yeshaya. That is Kasher Shemayim Chadoshim Va'aretz Chadosha Asher Ani Oise. It says Asher Ani Oise, which I make. It doesn't say Osisi, I made. Asher Ani Oise, which I make. He's constantly making new worlds from the Torah, from the Chidushe Torah that comes out down here. And there's another interesting Medrash that the Ksois brings. And that is that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was a big machlokes amongst the Malchei Asharis. Some said, yes, build. Some said, don't build. Chesed said, yes, build the world. There's going to be so much chesed down here. Emes came and said, don't build the world. There's going to be sheker down. There's so much sheker. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his emes and he threw it down into the world. That's the measure. Took emes. We know Chesama Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes. He took it and he threw it down. So, what's pshat? Says the Ksois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling the Malchi, was showing us, was telling the Malchi Yesharis, that what was the world created for? It was created for Adam. What was Torah created for? Adam. If Hashem wanted total emes, he would have created Malchi Yesharis, right? But he didn't. He created a man. Man has his seichel, intellect, right? The problem is, along with his intellect, comes a lot of ribeye steaks and sushi and all the good taivas that we have in this world, which hold back the proper, you know, understanding of Torah. But Tzitzik Tzoyis, it doesn't make a difference. The Rebbe Hashem still wanted that emes should come from us, not from him. Emes should come from down here. He wanted man to be to work day and night to get to his emes. So much that the Ksoi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of just was mevato his emes to Adam, to man, to the intellect of man. Again, we're not talking every man, we're talking about Chachamim specifically. And that, says the Ksois, that's why that's pshat in the Zohar also, is that Hashem made new worlds. It's not the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not what I want. But if this is what the Chachamim are going to come out through their working, through their toiling, this is what they come out with, then that's going to be my emes too. And that's the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam paskin not like Hashem, he paskin like the Chachamim, like the Mesifta Derekia. Why the Mesifta Derekia? Because that's the Torah that they understood, that they were Mekabel down here, even though there might have been shortcomings in their understanding, as Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, who was the expert in Negoyim, said like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but since they're the majority, Hashem says, I'm kilu mevato of my das. I give it over to them, to the Chachamim. If this is what they feel, if this is how they, through their learning, this is how they come out, then that is the emes now. And that's what the Zohar is saying, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes new worlds from his Torah. Why? He has to. Because the emes Hashem gave over to man. So it might not be his emes, but if this is what they're being mechadish, if this is what they come up with, so then that now becomes the emes. That becomes the emes. And that's the pshat. And the so he says, being really from the Ran that he's quoting, is that we say every day, Asher nosan lonu teras emes. What's Asher nosan lonu teras emes? That Hashem gave over to us, to man, to decide what's the Torah and what's the emes. What's the real emes? Even if it's not the emes that Hashem had in mind. When he was mistaka baraisa, he looked into the Torah, right? Ubora alma. It was a different emes. That emes now is given over to man, to Chachamim, to decide what's the Torah, what's the emes. That's Asher nosan lonu teras emes. V'chayi oylam nata v'sachinu. What's v'chayi oylam? What's chayi oylam? So he says, imagine if all the doctors in the world would get together and they say, you know, cyanide would be great for ADHD. Cyanide would be great ADHD, right? So you think that's it? Right, it's still going to kill, right? It doesn't make a difference what they decide, right? Mashenkim, when it comes to Torah, right? We know that there are certain things, right? If you, for example, a guy eats a treif, right? It's mitamtim alev. You find a piece of meat, you go after the roiv. The roiv says, it's kosher, you can eat it. It's not mitamtim alev. Why? Because we have a way of, right? We have a way of deciding. If the chacham decide, roiv chacham decide, This is kosher, so not only is it not harmful anymore, you even mekayim a mitzvah. I'm listening to Chachamim, and it will help you, right? We find that the Gemara brings what happens if a ketana baskimu v'yamechad, right? In besulei achozin, that her besulim don't come back. Once she loses her besulim, they don't come back. If the chacham got together and they made an ibuya, yeah, they made another adar, so she's still three, she's under three now. So then, the mitzvah is that her besulim will be chozin, they'll come back. They have the ability to change the mitzvahs. That's the idea. That's the idea over here. That's why we paskin, and that's the idea of v'chayi olam nota b'sechenu, is that the chachamim have the ability to change the mitzvahs. Ad k'dei kach. That's the koyach. That's why the Rambam paskin like mesifta derekia, because that is the emes now. That's the emes. That's the Torah, and Hashem is mevatel his das to the roiv that the Chachamim were prevailed. We should be zeicha to be part of the Roiv, that we could be the Chachamim, Roiv of the Chachamim, and if not, at least that the Torah that we learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take it, kiss it, loves it, which he does, and we should have a great day.
Still got your hat, no problem. Not taking up any room.
Okay.